From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Living Over Existing podcast. So today I wanted to talk about retaining your clients and also why it is so important for you to understand what is next in your client's journey. So when it comes to working with clients, especially if you're doing like one-on-one coaching or like some type of one-off service, a lot of people think once that package is over, once that program is over, once, you know, your coaching call is over or whatever it may be, that, you know, you just kind of brush your client to the side and, you know, that's it. You're on to the next one. And while that may work for a lot of business models out there, you don't want to leave your client hanging and then just kind of like wondering what's next. So I wanted to talk today about retaining your clients because, for one, retaining your clients means, you know, after that package is over, after you've delivered that project, that you can continue working with them, which means for you, you can continue to get money from that same client, you know, for another X amount of time or for maybe another project. But for your client, it also means that they can continue to get the support and help they need, and they don't necessarily feel like they've been just dropped once they are done working with you. So retaining a client definitely works on both ends of the spectrum for you and for your clients. Another point for you, though, is that if you are always trying to figure out where your next client is coming from, if you're always struggling with finding new clients, having those clients on retainer means that you know that you have money coming in and you're able to work with people who already trust you, who already have, you know, worked with you in some type of capacity before. So there's, you know, it just eliminates that whole barrier of, you know, having to go through that like, know, and trust process in order to get a new client, because you're just working with people who already trust you. They already know that you deliver great work and they already know that you're going to be able to help them in some capacity. But in order to retain clients, first you have to know what your client journey looks like. So if you are someone who offers web design services, after you've completed that project, what is the next anticipated pain point or next anticipated milestone that your audience may experience? If you are a coach, after someone is finished with your program, you know, what is the next milestone? What is the next thing that they're going to be looking for in order for them to continue to elevate in their business or elevate in their life? So knowing that customer journey is so, so, so important because it's going to help you with retaining your clients and also creating other offers or other opportunities for that current client to continue working with you in the future. So I wanted to talk really quickly today just about three ways that you can start with retaining clients. And as like a prerequisite, first, of course, you need to know that client journey. What is the next step that your client is expected to make? Or what is the next milestone that they're going to need to make in order to get to the next level in their life, in their business, or whatever industry that you are helping them in? So let's go into the first way that you can begin to retain your clients. The first way is to pitch an ongoing offer. So think about what is something small that you can offer to provide ongoing support for your current clients. So this is going to be great for, let's say, like web designers. So after you've completed your project, after you've submitted, you know, all of the files and they now have this gorgeous website, how can you continue to offer them support after the, you know, the result has been delivered, after that website has been delivered? How can you continue to help them? So for maybe someone as like a web designer, you can offer some type of ongoing offer that provides your audience with monthly maintenance on their site. So let's say you go in the back end and just make sure everything on their website is running as smoothly as possible. Or maybe, you know, you can just have them on monthly retainer just in case something breaks on their website. You can be there as like a quick fix to help them to, you know, get their site back up and running. So that is a good example of how to provide ongoing support. You're not necessarily helping them constantly on an everyday basis. You're not necessarily providing, you know, more content or, you know, more projects, you know, to add onto your plate. You're simply just being there as ongoing support as they continue to use the website that you created. Another offer or another example of providing ongoing support is if you are someone who is like a course creator. So let's say you create courses and you sell them. So for your signature course, you know, after those few weeks, someone going through your course and they've completed it, think about how you can provide ongoing support to make sure that they are continuing to do the work, they're continuing to implement everything that they learned, and that they will also have a space to go to if they run into any milestone or any trouble, or if they have any questions. So if you're a course creator, maybe after someone goes through your signature course, you can then opt them into a membership community where they can now have this community of people where, you know, they're all on the same level, they're all kind of experiencing some of the same things because they've all gone through this course together, but they can also get that ongoing support from you. So maybe you hop in once a week and do like a live Q&A call, or maybe you hop in once a week to do some type of like a live coaching call or like a live check-in call. So they now have that community support, and they also have that support from you. So after they've completed that course, you know, they probably have a ton of questions that come up. They don't feel like you just left them hanging. And yes, they're going to have to pay for this ongoing support, but, you know, it's going to be helpful for them because, you know, they have someone, again, they can go back to when they have questions. They have this community of people who are there to support them and that they can bounce ideas off of. So just think about how you can possibly create some type of ongoing support in your business to retain those clients that you already have. All right, so the second thing that you can do to retain clients is to potentially re-enroll them into the same program again. So let's say you sell some type of like high-level mastermind. This is going to be great if you offer something that provides continuous like high-level support or that has frequent updates. So if you run some type of like high-level mastermind where you are always adding in new content, where you're always bringing in other like professionals to teach classes and things like that, once someone goes through, you know, your 6 or 12 month program, think about how, you know, you could possibly just re-enroll them back into the program if they want to, and share the benefits of what going back in for another 6 months or going back in for another 12 months would be. So what are the benefits of still having access to you as their coach? Or what are the benefits of having now this whole new set of professionals coming in and teaching these classes, or having access to, you know, this community? So you definitely, if you have that type of business model, you can definitely try to re-enroll these people back into this program again. This is also going to work if you have a course that, you know, after they've completed the course, then, you know, after the 12 weeks or, you know, whatever, you know, the amount of time your course is, if they don't have access to that course after that allotted amount of time, this would be a good opportunity for them to re-enroll back into the program so that they don't lose that course materials. And if they weren't able to get to it within those 12 weeks, they have another opportunity to do so. If you want to, you know, sweeten it up some more, you could possibly offer them some type of like small discount or maybe some type of bonus or incentive for re-enrolling back into that program again. So think about, you know, how can you just get the same people to just re-enroll and just, you know, keep that cycle going and continue to share that support, continue to share those updates that they may receive. A third option for retaining your clients is upsell them to what's next. So here is where it's really important to understand what's next in your customer's journey, because you can use that to possibly create a new offer so that you can continue to support them as they move along in their journey. So think about, do you have an offer that will help them through their next anticipated pain point or milestone? So what's the next roadblock or pain point that they may run into, and how can you help them through that? Or what is their next big milestone that they are wanting to make? So like that next step, and how can you potentially help them through that? So a good example of this is if you are someone like a coach who is currently helping your audience to launch their signature offer, then what's the next step that they're, you know, going to need help with? Or what's going to be the next thing that they're going to need help with? So if you are currently helping them to launch their signature offer, maybe you can upsell them into a program that will then help them to sell that offer on autopilot. So that's where you're going to dig into like marketing and like creating your sales funnels and things like that. So like, what is the next step in that customer's journey, or what's the next milestone that they are looking to accomplish, and how can you possibly help them with that? One of the things that I am doing and will be really talking more about soon in the Low Collective is offering two different options. So you'll have the option to join the community, which is more of like a do-it-yourself version. But then we also are adding on the accelerator version as well, which is more of like a guided version or a done-with-you version. So for the community, if you are currently in the community or if you enroll into the community, we have a lot more, you know, courses and things that are going to help you to build your personal brand, and are going to help you to create your content before you go into launching your signature service offer. So if you are building your brand, you've built your brand, you're creating the content, and you want more of a guided experience to help you to create your signature service offer, then that's where our accelerator option will go into, and we can upsell you into the accelerator program. But if you start off in the accelerator program and you go through it and you're like, yeah, I could probably use some more ongoing support, then we also give you the option to then go into the community and pay monthly and still have that access to me as your coach, still have all access to the resources, and have access to our Purpose to Service course as well. So think about what is the next step, or what's going to be the next thing that your audience is going to want to do in their journey, and think about how you can create some type of offer or some type of support that will give them what they need in the next piece of their journey. Now, I do have to say a disclaimer. Just because your audience is, you know, anticipating going through X, Y, or Z in the next step of their journey doesn't necessarily mean that you have to create an offer around that, especially if it's not in like your wheelhouse or if it doesn't align with your zone of genius. I don't want you just creating offers because you know that's what your audience is going to need help with next. So maybe think about, you know, if you don't have something that is next, think about how you can get your client before they are ready for your signature offer. So like, what can you potentially help them through so that then they can then opt into your signature offer? So I just don't want you creating, you know, offers or creating products or courses if it's not in your zone of genius, just because you know your audience is going to need help with it. So just make sure you are staying in what you know. All right, you guys, so your action step for this week is to think about your client retention strategy. What things can you put in place to get your clients to move to the next step in your program or in your offers, or to possibly get them to re-enroll into the current offer that you have? It's super, super important because, you know, when it comes to marketing can take a lot out of you, and worrying about where your next client is going to come from can take a lot out of you. But if you can keep those clients that you have, if you can keep them coming in, if you can continue to provide them with value, then you won't have to put so much focus into always getting new clients, and you can fully just, you know, focus on how you can serve your clients in the best way possible, because they already trust you, they already know you, they already like you. And you can continue to offer that value, and they continue to pay you for your value as well. All right, you guys. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you are not on the wait list for the Low Collective, which is, again, our membership community and soon-to-be accelerator program for service-based entrepreneurs, I am doing something that I've never done before on Black Friday. So you want to make sure that you are on the wait list. So make sure you go to joinlow.com. That's join L-O-E.com to join the wait list for the Low Collective. Because again, I will be doing something that I've never done before with the community. And also, this will be the last time that you will be able to enroll in the community at the current rate. So you don't want to miss it. So head over to joinlo.com to sign up for the waitlist. All right, you guys, I will be chatting with you next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at LivingOverExisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly 3, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.